Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to I Don't Know, Misinformation Mondays, Talk Time Thursdays. I don't know anymore. This show has too many names. Boys, please introduce yourselves, and I'm going to give you a funny little nickname after the fact.
My name's Jeremy, and I just want to say, don't puff that stuff.
My name is Samuel, and my mouth is full of biscuits right now, so give me, like, 10 seconds.
Okay.
My name is not actually Jeremy. I lied.
Good to know, Jeremy. Your new name is Jeremy. Okay. And then we have Snack Attack over there in the right corner.
That is an insane title. I'm taking that.
He's munching, crunching.
I don't know. Jeremy's better.
Snack Attack is not better than Jeremy to you?
Snack Attack and Jeremy? I kind of like Snack Attack.
You just
attack.
Agreed with me.
You're just a... No, I didn't agree.
You
I questioned.
Snack and, you said,
that was a question, Robert. See, this is why I'm going to be insulting you the entire time today.
You already called me the wrong thing today.
Robbie Poo, I believe you're being demoted to just another guy in the studio. We've taken away your title.
Justin, another guy?
No.
No, that's my name now. I'm legally changing my name to that. Justin, another guy.
Gabe, you know you can push the button for this guy. You can revoke his talking privileges. It's possible.
I think there's better options.
Better options? Okay.
Better options.
Oh, no.
Fair.
Oh,
fair.
Yes.
Oh, wait. What?
We're shuffling through our special.
If there is,
imagine if he just uses the sound effects from my own show to drown
me
out.
I can do that. Oh.
Hey, those are mine.
There's a mine where?
Those are mine. Those are
mine?
My sounds.
Those aren't my sounds. You got the wrong person.
I do not care right now. Fortunately enough, you should care because I don't know what we're talking about today.
We're talking about you.
Come on, Gabe. It's been 2 weeks. We've been going for 2 weeks. We're back. You gotta have something.
What did you do over spring break?
A lot of gambling. Little.
Mm-hmm.
Partaking in music enjoyment.
Are you even allowed to gamble?
See, we're not supposed to say that. Because if I'm not allowed to gamble, they don't know until I tell them I'm not allowed to gamble.
Rob, he's joking. Quit just staring at him and say just, something. Come on.
We've been over this off air. His deadpan has gotten very good.
I've been working on that since sixth grade. Deadpan, personal favorite kind of humor.
Now, you were saying something about music.
Yes, yes. I'm an avid music enjoyer.
Same.
Speaking of music, that band that we heard right before this show started, Delta Sleep, again, I just keep plugging them over and over again, hoping that one day, eventually, they'll come to town, because they are coming to town June, I believe, 7th, 8th. At Hi-Fi, bless you. Always great, always fun to support these slightly smaller artists. It is a 18-plus concert, though, which I don't understand.
Well, I mean, most concerts usually are.
No.
I mean, sometimes.
Sometimes, on occasion, yes. But, like, normally, no. Not really.
Well, I guess that sucks for you, though.
Yeah. Luckily enough, I will be 18.
Ah.
Oh, when's your birthday?
May 14th.
May 14th.
I have two men in here who are already 18.
So on May 14th, we are going to wish you a happy birthday.
Please do.
Yes, man, that would describe me. Only in the physical sense.
I don't even know if you're a man in a physical sense, Robert. You might be just a ghost. A figment of my imagination.
Yeah, Robert, just shut up, please. I'm sorry.
That's mean.
I told you I was going to be bullying you the entire time today. I warned you.
I'm going to start lifting just so that I can one day surpass you and beat you senseless.
You have a very slow start on that. He's got at least 2 years on
you. I've got 4 years on you. Hate to break it to you, Robert.
Him and his big,
aggression
strong
gets you
muscles.
Far. Aggression gets you far.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. It does. It really does.
Using rage to just overpower any other emotion you have and push through everything.
No, not really. Be honest. Being angry in the gym does not help your gains.
I don't know what
too
you're
much.
Talking about.
You don't know?
When I get upset, I just start pumping, and eventually, I have gains.
Nah, you gotta have that happy lifting. You gotta be a silly lifter, not an angry lifter.
Frolicking with 25s.
I'm just gonna move into my gym.
I was actually thinking about that when I was thinking about like living out of my car for a while, because eventually I'm gonna move, right?
Yeah.
One of these days, we gotta move out of our parents' house, and my thought was, all right, you get your car, you get your insurance, you get your gas money, you gotta work, but you don't have to buy a house. Although it's probably a good idea to have a place to live.
If you do go to college, you're probably gonna be in a dorm for at least 1 year.
I don't plan on going to college like that, though.
I mean, you can go to a dorm. I mean, I'm not going to.
Some colleges actually make you live in dorm for freshman year.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. I know
Ball State does.
Yeah, they get a couple of them, and I don't know why.
There's some rules around it, but for the most part, majority of freshmen are living in a dorm, whether they want to or not.
That's kind of frustrating.
I'm gonna have to look into that one. Yeah. I don't really think that's entirely true.
At least that's how it was explained to me by someone else. Yeah, who goes there?
Okay.
No, last year some of my seniors in my science class, it was Earth Space. Love Earth Space.
Earth Space was fun.
It was a good science.
Space rocks.
Space. Asteroid, meteorite.
Anyways, continue.
I did it in like 4 weeks.
Were you doing it online?
No, I remember I go to special school.
Oh. Does special school let you do it online?
No, it lets me work at my own pace.
Ooh.
Anyways, where were you, Gabe?
I lost my train of thought. Can we go back to where I was, please?
That's what I was saying.
What were we saying?
Something about Earth Space Science.
Earth Space Science. Oh, yes. the seniors in my Earth Space Science class last year were telling me that the schools that they were going to go to required them to be on campus for at least 1 year.
Hmm.
Which now I have a friend in Fort Wayne who lives in a dorm, which is a hotel room.
I mean, that's kind of what all dorms are.
Yeah, but it's an actual hotel.
What?
Yeah. They have too many students to have dorms for all of them, and they don't have like the infrastructure to support it, so they're actually buying rooms from hotels.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Odd.
It's kind of interesting. Can you imagine living out of a hotel for a year?
I honestly would not mind that.
I would. Those rooms are tiny.
They are tiny, but they're kind of fun.
And you got to bring your own coffee maker and microwave.
They're fun, though. I mean, like, hotel rooms? You wouldn't want to just hang around and be in a hotel?
I've done it before.
At least hotel rooms are bigger than what it's depicted in movies of dorm rooms.
That's in a movie, Robert.
I don't know what a dorm room looks like in real life.
So,
why don't you go visit a campus and see?
Actually, yeah, that is a good idea.
This is your senior year. You might as well, if you're gonna go to college and plan on sticking around in a dorm room, might as well look and see what a dorm room looks like.
It's a good idea to just feel out your options, you know.
And plus, it's literally free to do college visits. All you got to do is schedule one.
Yeah. And you got to talk to your, like, teachers and stuff. But that's like a free day off of school.
I mean, yeah. You only get a couple of those, though.
Yeah, I think it's two or three.
I honestly think it's like five. Like, you get 5 free days off.
I was thinking about that.
Maybe.
But then going, like, to Arizona or someplace and, like, feeling out the college there.
Hmm? So you're leaving?
Maybe.
You're leaving me?
I don't know. I don't know anymore. Because I've had at least 3 wrenches thrown at me, and 2 of them have messed up my plans.
Like actual wrenches? Or?
Not recently.
Ah.
It's only figments of my imagination.
Can you dodge a ball?
That's a very good question.
Depends on how fast the ball is.
Well, I mean, no, because he got hit by wrenches, so he can't dodge the ball.
Oh. Both of my ankles are broken, and I'm in a wheelchair.
See, he can't. He can't dodge a wrench. He can't dodge a ball. Dang it, Gabe.
I'm so sorry.
Unfortunately, you will be picked last for the dodgeball team, if picked at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll just sit out. I personally did not enjoy dodgeball as a kid.
I love dodgeball. I wasn't good at hitting any people, but man, I was good at the dodging part.
Dodging part was also where I excelled.
I was a very big kid. As a young fellow.
Mm-hmm.
You might even call me a little fat.
Could you throw a ball, though?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't good at throwing balls.
Okay.
I had very weak arms.
Were you good at catching one?
No. See, so that you didn't just come until after about ninth grade-ish.
You were just bad at dodgeball.
Yeah, I was bad at dodgeball until ninth grade. You play Beat Saber long enough, and eventually your arms can move just quick enough to do what you want them to.
What about kickball? Did you ever excel in kickball?
I played soccer for a minute.
That's not kickball.
I didn't really, like, I played it once, and that was for PE in, like,
once?
Fifth or fourth grade. Yeah.
I played soccer once.
You mean to tell me that whenever you went out on the playground, you didn't play kickball?
Remember, I was in Arizona.
Oh, so outside was lava. Okay.
Yes. So if you tried to play a game, you got about 20 minutes before it got too hot and too sweaty to do anything else.
Before you died of heat stroke. Yes.
Ah.
Took a little nap from being dehydrated on the ground.
Mmm.
I played lots of kickball.
Yeah.
That I did
seems
too.
Like a Midwestern thing.
That seems like an anywhere thing, except Arizona.
Except there's a few places, like Alaska.
Well, Alaska.
Let's go play kickball in Alaska.
That's like the inverse of Arizona. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Kickball was definitely not played at recess for every elementary school I went to, and I went to 12 of them.
We need to get those numbers up, Robert.
I'm a high schooler now. There is no way those numbers are going up.
Send this man back to the fifth grade. He needs to learn.
I think there'd be some actual gains if you went back to fifth grade.
No.
You sure?
I'm very sure.
I'm looking at you right now, and I feel like you could benefit from at least 2 days in fifth grade.
Maybe some sharing skills, but...
What? I feel like coloring within the lines, maybe. You gotta learn to learn.
I learned
I'm
that
crawl over this desk and I don't know, do something.
I don't like the way this is going, Robert. I think I'm getting a restraining order after this.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. I need to look at this clock over here. No, we got 2 minutes.
Yeah, you're good. You're good on that.
Top of the hour, man.
Top of the hour. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. We're getting close though.
Gosh, I wish. It was the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
8 a.m. It's just such a wonderful time. It's almost like Christmas time. Do you have a wonderful Christmas time?
Usually, yeah.
Have you ever had an awful Christmas time?
Yeah.
Robert, how about you?
Yeah.
What happened in that awful Christmas?
Yeah.
You had a gang of raccoons decide to... start tippy-tapping on your windows at night and keeping you up?
No, but I did eat a hamburger helper and it made me puke. It wasn't very good.
It sounds like hamburger helper.
Pretty familiar I love with hamburger that one. Helper.
Well, it didn't like
me. Did
you
get me. Sick?
What?
You get sick when you eat hamburger helper? No?
I do. I don't know if it's just like a...
We should start
was
like...
Was it cooked all the way?
Lacing like, your yeah. food with hamburger helper. Seeing if you throw up.
I think I might.
Might have a bad time. But we'll
I think he's just allergic to hamburger helper.
We're going to experiment on you, Pearman.
I don't think I am allergic because like I'm allergic to nothing. And that would just not make sense.
Are you lactose intolerant?
Nope.
Darn. Well.
I love milk. I love cheese. I love ice cream. I love yogurt.
Robert, stop breathing in the mic. I cannot eat any of that because I am lactose intolerant.
Tolerate it.
Oh. Listen, man, just tolerate it.
Speaking of tolerating things.
Okay, one second. Oh, do not copy my joke. Okay? Listen.
I'll do
I was the
want.
One that said it first.
I'll do what I want.
Having you over here like a movie about a high
school
with a high school bully having a lackey around saying stuff after him. Don't do that.
Nope.
Okay. Well,
I refuse.
I'm going to again enforce my restraining order. Robert, time out. Speaking about timing out, it's time to listen to Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. We are
you say the whole thing.
WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
There you go.
Thank you, Robert. You threw off my entire train of thought. I was so ready for that smooth transition, and then I was rudely interrupted.
Yeah, you're throwing off the vibe. You're throwing off the vibe, man.
Robert, you can do better.
If I had more muscles, I'd throw both of you.
But you don't.
See, violence isn't how you use your muscle.
That is also true. See, if you have to raise your voice to get a point across, you're not doing it right. Exactly. If you have to use force and menace people to listen to you, you're not doing it right.
Exactly. There's a phrase that I've heard that I've been using. Be strong enough to be kind. You're not being very kind right now.
Robert, are you feeling a little weak? Little.
Just out of nowhere. Are you pathetic? Are you a...
Robert, you can do better.
Are you weak? Are you pathetic? Well, buy a Ram 1500 and feel masculated.
Don't buy a Ram 1500. That was a joke.
How many 1500 Rams are there?
I don't know. Don't look at me.
Pearman, you're...
I'm not even sure that's a car that exists. I know Ram is a manufacturer. I'm not sure 1500 is a model of Ram.
It probably is.
I think 1500's like a Ford.
I don't think that
Ford
either.
F-150.
Oh, right.
There's a F-550.
Can't even get your trucks right, bro.
Listen, I don't pay attention to trucks. I'm not a truck person.
But cars.
Cars.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I've been watching Wangan Midnight recently.
Huh?
It is a 1990-something anime.
Mm.
But they made a bunch of arcade games as well. So it's actually an anime adaptation of an arcade game. A racing arcade game.
That is neat.
That sounds like it would have been a cool type of thing for me to put on a show that I had last year.
That being?
Blast from the Past.
Oh, that was a thing for a little bit.
Yeah, and then...
And then it stopped being a thing.
Because I'm lazy.
Yeah, we know this.
Robert, when was the last time you uploaded one of your game shows?
Moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah, move forward.
He pled the fifth. All right. I'm only two episodes behind, but that was because Audio Boom was down.
Audio Boom, that was weird. That was weird.
It was.
Listen, don't worry. We'll get an episode dump soon.
It's going to be like 10 episodes of game.
Yeah. I mean, hey, Off the Rails already had a double feature yesterday.
We're about to have a triple feature today with I Don't Know.
Listen to Off the Rails. Every Wednesday from 8:30 to 9:15.
He plugged himself.
I just had to do that.
Should have turned your mic off.
Yeah, you should have. I mean, you still can. I mean, it's still possible.
But then Robert's going to start talking, and we need the balance of you and Robert. Otherwise, we become just a little too silly.
We do need the voice of reasoning.
Speaking of reasoning, the voice in your head is telling you to not text and drive. PSA, don't do it.
PSA. Random PSA announcement? Okay.
I still see people do it, and I get so frustrated.
Yeah,
I get frustrated when I'm not driving.
Yes.
I see people doing it. I don't even have a license to drive.
Wow.
And I don't actually even use my phone in the car a whole lot whenever...
Wait, you don't have a license?
No.
Not even like a learner's permit?
No.
You're 18.
And never walked inside
like
of a DMV in my life.
BMV.
Doesn't matter.
Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
It's said both ways.
It is not.
In Indiana, it's the BMV.
It's not.
Do not care.
It's not a DMV.
It's not, which is really weird.
It's not the Department of Motor Vehicles. It's the Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
Why did they change it from a department to a bureau?
It can go either way.
I don't know why. Back in AZ, it was the DMV.
Doesn't really matter. They're the same place.
Either way, Robert.
The BV is... No, not the BV. The MV is the important part.
Either way.
Yeah.
You don't have a license.
I'm going to give you a little
chuckle. We're working on that.
Tee-hee. Tee-hee-hee.
What?
Tee-hee-hee-hee.
Hee-hee-hee-ha. What is Comedy FX? Not what I was thinking about.
It's
but it works.
It's the clown sound. That's exact. That is not what a clown sounds like.
Wait, we're still looking. Wait.
What are we looking for? What are you
clapping?
Oh, there you go.
There you go, Robert. We're all so proud of you for not having your license. You don't need to drive. You can walk.
I do walk.
Invest in a skateboard.
No.
repairman, you gotta stop pushing. He started wiggling his eyebrows at me.
I prefer bikes to skateboards.
You prefer bikes?
Yeah.
You drive two wheel. Bad, less wheel. I drive four wheel on piece of wood.
Superior. My two wheels can still go faster cool. than your four wheels.
Yeah, but you'll never enjoy.
Without a motor.
Okay.
Without a motor. Yeah.
Cool.
Even with a motor, I will still go faster.
Can you do kicks, flips, and jumps? Do you feel freedom on a bicycle compared to a skateboard?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Shut your mouth.
I can still wheelie. Gabe. I can, or as you would say, manual.
At one point, I biked right behind you.
Hmm?
At one point, I biked around the park that you were at.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I was a avid hater. I thought Pearman was a little silly guy. He's giving me a very upset face.
I am upset.
He was upset.
Now, anyways, skateboarding.
Skateboarding, no. Boo. Biking, yes. Yay. Woo.
Okay.
Invest in a skateboard, become skilled, more skilled than these fellas.
Invest in a mountain bike and do downhills.
Or invest in both. Be advanced in two different areas.
See, a skateboard you can fit in your trunk, but a bike you cannot unless you take it all apart, which is not
exactly.
fun.
Exactly. See,
no, only if you take the back wheel off.
That's the fun thing about skateboarding.
I
need to
take my front wheel off because the back wheel is the one that has the gear cassette on.
Right.
That's the fun thing about skateboarding is anywhere you go, you'll know a good spot to skateboard.
No.
You could just look around and be like, there.
There's too much grass here.
Okay, well, you're just not looking in the right area then.
I was looking exactly where you were. Not a great
skateboard. Yeah, man, I'm pretty sure there's carpet right there.
I mean,
you pointed directly at carpet.
I'm Robert.
You could skate on this desk.
It is rather flat. I could definitely do that.
Little tip tap.
Get a nice grind mm-hmm. on the edges.
Yeah, I need to get my skate wax though. These edges are a little rough, so it probably ruined my board a bit.
Can you wax our desk for us?
Probably. That's not the kind of wax it's used for.
I know, but
I don't know, man. I think wax should just stick to the skate parks.
I need to figure out how to do jumps first on my board. I haven't done that yet.
So what you do is you pick up the board while you're on it, and you float in the air. And you jump.
Oh, really?
No, I'm pretty sure you just, like,
push.
You move your fingers up, and then your skateboard goes up.
Push
like
A.
on a tech deck?
Yeah.
Yeah, like on a tech deck, sure. I've never used a tech deck in my life, Robert.
This is why you're not good at skateboarding, Pearman.
What?
Exactly.
Tech decks.
It's a cruiser, okay?
Equal exact
Listen,
skill on a... On
yeah,
a
tech deck
board,
translate.
The board I have is a cruiser. So it's good at getting you from point A to point B very well. Very fun. Very spectacular.
So you're not a tricky kind of guy.
I don't know how to do tricks yet. I know that for the kind of board it is, I could definitely do an ollie. But I don't know about flips, spins... And kicks.
My arm is tired, and I'm too sleepy to turn off your microphone.
Why?
No more. Oh, Robert is doing it for me. Yes, you can hit his mic off. Thank you, Robert. Pearman has been put in timeout for his intimate.
Oh, it's time for me to go really out of pocket.
Uh-oh.
No. I'm going to turn Sam back on.
You're going to turn Sam back on. Sam, you've been turned back on. Welcome back.
Good evening.
Put the pen back.
Good afternoon. Do you want the little sticky notepad so you can draw yourself a little note for later?
Nah, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Don't throw those at me.
I'm going to throw them at you. Right?
Don't
Ready?
Throw them at
Ready?
Me. No.
Set.
No.
Oh, he hit him. He slapped him out of the air.
I'm good at that.
Why?
I don't know. I really don't know.
We're just really good at hitting things out of the air, not catching them out of the air.
Yeah, it's a skill, but it's a bad... Robert, stop that. That does not sound good on air.
Robert... You're the one who's going into timeout now.
Rob, you are a senior. I'm going to go off on you. You are a senior and understand.
No. Don't go off on him either. He's currently suffering in silence.
You're right.
We're putting him in timeout.
He's learning his lesson this way.
Somebody count to five so we can all take a quick moment.
Everyone take a deep breath. A little slight relaxation. Some calm meditation. Deep breathe in.
Feeling great.
Breathe out. I'm fine.
Robert, just screamed into his mic. Luckily, nobody could hear him.
Thank goodness.
Robert, we're about to turn you on. Are you going to be good this time?
Are you going to follow the rules?
Nod. All right, Robert, you're back on.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog? Yeah, he was a bullfrog.
Did you know that Curious George didn't have a tail?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
Chimpanzees don't have tails.
Sibling 2 days ago said Curious George had a tail. How else could he swing from trees? And I said Curious George is like Harambe. Neither of them had tails.
He has arms, though.
Yeah, whenever he does have arms. Whenever you would see Curious George from the back, he would just have a little tuft of hair.
Yeah, because he's a chimpanzee. Chimpanzees don't have tails.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, but some lemurs.
Does that qualify a chimpanzee as an ape and not a monkey?
Yes.
I believe so,
That's where they're put in.
How much would it take for me to get a bunch of capuchin monkeys?
Like
I'm talking
just to have them?
Bunch,
like an army?
Mm-hmm. Capuchin monkey army.
I don't know. You'd need a license.
Have you ever heard a capuchin monkey license?
Yeah, you need a license for them because they're technically an exotic animal. So.
I want to go to like a Walmart with a bunch of capuchin monkeys.
Just a bunch of little henchmen.
You know,
dude. I would love
start plundering.
No, do not start plundering. Do not send your capuchin army.
My capuchin monkey army.
Walmart.
No matter how cool I would think it would be to own a bunch of monkeys, I can't shed the fear of them just one day in the middle of the night ripping my face off.
Well, no.
I think they just overthrow you and lock you in your own car and tell you to leave.
You see, you're worried about the wrong kind of ape. You see, chimpanzees will tear your face off. A capuchin
and
monkey.
And throw feces right after.
I mean, a capuchin monkey, they'll probably try to bite or scratch you, but it's not going to be as bad as a chimp.
They're tiny guys.
They're little fellas. They're just small henchmen.
I had a
they're
D&D
amazing.
Campaign with a hit guy who went to Fort Wayne up in Purdue. I said that backwards. Purdue up in Fort Wayne. Oopsie poopsie.
You had a campaign with the Fort Wayne Purdue.
The Fort Wayne Purdue. Hit Avery.
Fort Wayne Purdue.
Fart Wayne. Every time I think of Fort Wayne, I think of Fart Wayne.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Fart Wayne occasionally.
Come up to Fort Wayne, and I'm like, no, that's Fart Wayne. Get
Fart Wayne
here.
Occasionally reminds me of Bart Wayne.
Bart Wayne.
Yeah.
Like Bart Simpson.
No.
What about Smart Wayne?
You know
so
who
you
also
get educated.
you know whose name also starts with a B and ends in Wayne.
Who?
Bruce Wayne.
Batman.
Who told you that?
Philanthropist and also secret vigilante that we keep hidden in Gotham.
Who told you that Bruce Wayne was Batman?
Him.
Oh, okay. I see. You're in the inner circle.
You got it from him himself?
Yeah. I
don't
was the
believe
first guy
you.
To go see his movie, so.
How did you find out?
Huh?
I've never seen you at any Bruce Wayne's meetings.
I don't know.
He's an imposter. Get him.
Get him?
Get him.
What? What? Huh?
Don't worry.
Huh? I'm
sick
confused.
My cat on you.
Oh, it's normal. Oh, my God. God, man.
We've been teaching Gray Normal how to attack people.
I absolutely despise Normal. 100%. What are you tapping? It's 8:14, Robert.
Oh, wait, no.
There's 15 minutes left.
For some reason, I thought
you're thinking in the future.
I'm thinking of a different time slot that ends in 15.
I believe that is 8:30 to 9:15 after this show. I think Lorelai is here.
Maybe. Anyways.
That's Random Rambles.
That's their show. We're talking about our show.
I have a bad track record with that show.
Congratulations. Yeah. You've got a bad track record with a lot of things, Robert. I'm going to be honest.
Robert, your potty mouth slips out more often than not.
Okay.
Move forward. It hasn't yet.
Moving forward.
You're today.
Watched Robert. God himself.
I'm surprised
keeps
it doesn't slip
you.
Out more at work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
I mean, like, we have our wonderful filters.
I've been told once and one time only, no swearing on Frontline.
Mm-hmm. No more curses. No more. None of them. We're using our best behavior.
It just so happened that kitchen could also be heard from the dining area.
Boo. Robert.
And you know how them kitchen people be.
Moving on.
I don't know what you're talking about, Robert, but we're going to skip that one.
Cell phones, how do they work?
Text. They don't.
They don't. They're smart rocks.
They're smart rocks.
Yeah.
So you're saying I could use it like a normal rock?
Yes.
Yeah.
Skip it across a lake.
No.
Fling your phone.
I'm going to use it to build a bridge.
I don't...
If it's such a smart rock, then it should function. Right?
Yeah.
I think phones were just created by the orcs from Warhammer 40K. Because, you know, like, they're just rocks, but they use their reality bending because they're dumb, and they use it to make the rock smart because they're not.
What are you on about? What are you waffling about right now, Robert? I just gotta know.
You have a waffle?
I like waffles.
Waffle maker. Go make those waffles for that child that we have sitting in studio right.
Where did you get a child?
How did you get one? What? Gabe.
So the right question should be, where did he come from? Not how did I get him?
Yeah, why do you have one?
Pre-order.
What? Listen, Gabe, you can't just be stealing children. Okay?
He was sitting on the street next to this old lady.
What? Okay. Maybe it was the old ladies.
Where did this child originate from?
I can't tell you.
Where was this old lady and where was this street?
It was at a park.
Where was this park? What city?
Here.
Hold on, I got the police on the phone.
No. You don't need to talk to them.
Yes, officer, right here.
No.
Sir, we're going to need to take you in.
Boo.
Execute him now, folks.
What?
What?
No.
What?
It takes us... Oh.
I missed.
You threw the sticky notes.
I missed.
You threw the sticky notes.
I thought he was going to hit me. I was really scared.
I'll be more accurate this time.
Throws pin directly through the glasses and into the eye.
Ow.
That would hurt.
Yeah. No.
I'm not doing that. I'm going to throw it at his sweatshirt so it doesn't hurt. Or the microphone.
Sweatshirt?
Yeah.
By Jacob Sartorius. He hit me again.
Why? You're next.
I'm next?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to play rock, paper, scissors, but it's with a pen?
And how do you play rock?
With it?
How do you play rock, paper, scissors with a pen?
You don't get involved. That's how.
Yeah, rock and paper and scissoring. Bless you.
Nobody sneezed.
I didn't ask.
A chew.
But goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Put that one back where it came from. Thank you. All right. See, there was a train of thought somewhere, but I lost it a long time ago, and I don't think it's ever coming back.
So we move on.
Yeah. The goldfish brain. Ain't goldfishing. I want a shrimp fish tank. A fish tank full of shrimp. And I want them to be little guys who I feed carrots once a week.
You know what I want?
Do you want
what?
Fettuccine Alfredo. Right now.
I can make that.
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
My mom taught me how to make fettuccine Alfredo.
Can you make it here?
No.
In the studio?
No.
You can do that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's a couple stores like right across the street from the school.
I wish Olive Garden was real. We only have Fazoli's.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I wouldn't mind going to Church's Chicken right now.
Congratulations.
I kind of want to go to Cane's.
There's not a Cane's nearby.
There's a Cane's all the way up in Noblesville.
Food. I just want food. I want to eat food.
Food is great.
Have you ever had Slim Chickens?
What is that?
It is a chicken place similar to Cane's, except very different.
Not slightly, sponsored by any of these people.
We aren't. How do I get sponsored? How do I convince these wonderful food places to give me food, please?
Well, first...
You go to a different radio station.
You gotta... Yeah. No. First, you gotta seem like you won. Like, you gotta... So, you personally... I'm the worst to get advice for this from.
You beg...
I will get on my hands and knees for some Cane's. Please.
You go
please.
Straight to
these
the CEO.
These are our personal opinions, by the way.
You go straight to the CEO of any company. Okay, this is how you get any sponsorship. Walk in, look the man dead in the eye, fall to your knees and say, please.
Do you think they have like a really big building, like a skyscraper for yes. like all those companies?
Yes. I mean, if Chase Bank has one, Raising Cane's has got to have one.
Yeah, but Chase Bank is like a multinational bank.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but Raising Cane's is just better.
He's making a very strong point here. I think I might be listening to him, actually. This is...
That's the first.
Yeah, but I'm not going to disagree. My bank versus my favorite food. I choose my favorite food.
I don't use Chase Bank. I use KeyBank.
Congratulations. We know what bank this guy uses.
Somebody steal all of his money.
Get his money. Go buy a yacht. Get his information. Everything.
Well, we also know what bank Rob uses.
What's
now.
Your maiden name?
Hey, Rob, what's the three funny numbers on the back of your debit card?
What's
the PIN number?
1, 2, 3.
My goodness.
Too complicated. I don't think I'm going to remember that. Can you write that down for me?
Yep.
4.
What's the PIN to your debit card?
4.
3 4s and a 4?
Okay.
I think there might be another 4.
I don't think you have a 5-digit PIN.
Yeah, that's not possible.
You're right. It's... Another 4.
It's a 4-digit PIN.
Yeah.
4 4s. 44.
4 4s.
4,444.
40 years ago.
No.
4 score and 40 years ago.
4 4s.
Why 4s? Why can't we score? Pearman, you
I
keep
know.
Holding me back. This is so...
This is why the team... I'm sorry. Okay,
Pearman,
I'm not...
you need to stop... Being so negative in the studio.
I'm not pulling my weight in this team.
I know.
We haven't scored any points.
We haven't.
We haven't.
Still haven't gotten Rob to say poop.
We have. Yup.
Yeah,
I
win.
Said it first.
You win.
I win.
You
Nobody
win?
Else said poop.
How do you win?
Because he makes the rules.
Yeah. I am the host. I'm God right now. I control everything.
I don't think you can claim that on air, Gabe.
Too bad. He can't talk anymore. See? I win.
He just couldn't understand, so he got put in timeout.
What?
See?
Oh, my gosh, Gabe.
This is how it works. I have total control over the board. You can talk or not talk. I could just make you really quiet.
Oh, he's discovered. He's okay.
Now he's really
wow.
far away.
Okay. Okay, I get it.
Yeah?
I get it.
You play by my rules.
Understood. This is why we don't usually let New Year's behind the board
Hello.
Instantly.
I'm crazy. Well, okay, it wasn't instant.
Well,
I waited like a semester.
What about not usually?
What do you mean, not usually?
We got a couple of them.
I was instantly left behind the board.
I wouldn't trust you behind the wheel, you know? Bless you. Somebody just sneezed in the mic and
I've
that was
been
really
behind
loud.
The wheel of a actual vehicle before.
I feel like you'd be good at driving a semi.
A semi?
Woot woot. No, I wouldn't be able to back one of those up.
Yeah, no, I'm going
to... At all.
Yeah, you could not butter it into a parking spot. I'm sorry to break it to you, buddy.
Dude, we got big, big semis that come down here. And it's such a long, like, realize that some of, like, the loading areas are crazy weird with the way that you have to back them up. Because it's only, like, a one-lane road, right? And it's way, way, way in the back of, like, a giant warehouse or something. So they have to butter it for, like, a half a mile backwards to get into the loading dock because there isn't room to swivel around anywhere up there.
Different type of driving. I'm thinking about joining amateur go-karting.
Honestly, it doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Because I've gone go-karting.
Yeah.
I like go-karting.
Right.
And I'm rather good at it.
Motorcycle. Buy a bike. Buy a fast motorcycle, Robbie.
You can't ride those in the rain.
In the rain? Not in the rain.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks.
Like, I saw a guy yesterday riding his bike in the rain, and I was so worried for him because it's so easy to slip your tires out
it
from
is,
under you.
It's very easy to, number one, get a death wobble.
Yes.
Death wobble is scary.
Yes.
Number two.
Same in a car.
Hydroplaning.
Yes.
You think hydroplaning on four wheels is scary? Take two of those away. Now you're just skidding across the...
No, at that point, you're just on like a unicycle at that point. Because you're wiggling. You're
yeah.
keeping your entire body to hold you upright instead of using
it's
the
terrifying.
Momentum. Yeah.
Like,
nightmare. Also, another form of amateur racing I would love to do amateur endurance racing.
With, like, the long, like, races? It's, like, the 24-hour
yeah.
ones, whatever?
Yeah.
Those are kind of cool.
They're not usually, like, that long, though.
wasn't there one where the they were using Mazda's rotary engine for a while, and I remember.
No, I mean like amateur, endurance racing,
like just a car,
like some random junkyard car,
somebody's PT that cruiser
that you put $500 on, and then brought to the race.
I would not have fun at that point. Like, endurance racing is one thing, but in a junker, ooh.
Well, no. Here's what you're supposed to do with it. You're supposed to get, like, a semi-decent car, all right? Mm. You're allowed to spend $500 on it, or else you get a time penalty.
Right.
And then you make whatever modifications you can. So you remove all the weight you can. You do all the safety features. And then whatever you sell off the car, like, if you buy performance parts and then you want to sell the parts that you're replacing, then you get to add whatever you made from selling the part to your budget.
I don't like this game. I don't like this game at all. That's too complicated for me. My 6 brain cells cannot comprehend how difficult that could be. So glad I'm not doing it.
I like cars, but we've already established I don't really care too much about trucks. Truck is truck to me.
Yeah.
Until it comes to the Toyota Hilux.
Why?
It's indestructible. We all know it. Toyota Hilux, indestructible. Not sponsored.
Not sponsored? Well, okay. I don't know where I'm going to go from that, because somebody's a very avid Toyota enjoyer. I was looking at...
Oh, no. The Hilux is the only car by Toyota I'm really, really into.
Do you know that some of the Toyota Priuses have engine braking?
I don't really like the Prius.
I don't either, but it has a good gas mileage. You know what all the hybrids do?
Yeah.
You get like 40, 50 miles a gallon, which is crazy. Because right now we're cruising at a whopping like 22, maybe, with our normal gas engines. And I got a Mazda from 2016.
It's also like $3 and over, I think, 50 cents for gas now.
Yeah, so a full tank is like...
A lot.
20, 30.
A lot.
Depending on how empty you are.
We're just going to say a lot.
Yeah. I had to fill up my gas tank on Sunday, and I was almost on empty, and it was $28.
Are you serious?
He just tripped and fell.
Are you? It was 28?
Yep, $28.
He drives, like, what, a Mazda 6? Or do you drive the Mazda 3?
I drive the Mazda 3.
Yeah, tell me, okay. What gas station is it where you're only paying $26 for a full tank of gas? Tell me where right now.
One next to a Meijer.
Next to a Meijer? Okay. I'm going to have to go searching then.
Yeah. I can send you the app that I use. Because it's called Gas Buddy, and it helps me. Speaking of gas, we have to leave Skedaddle.
No!
Got to hit the gas and get out of here because our time is running short. No! Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
This was Jeremy, and don't pout that stuff.
What are you even talking about? At this point, I'm done. I'm done with you, Robert. You get your mic turned off.
Fair enough.
Pearman, do you have any closing remarks before I start playing our wonderful outro music?
Snack Attack, peacing out.
Snack Attack is gone. Ladies and gentlemen, have a beautiful Thursday. This has been Talk Time Thursday. I don't know. Hit show. 3 guys talking in a room. It's a little rainy. Be safe out there. Wear your seatbelts. Thank you for listening.